Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
This summer, after watching numerous baby birds flying around, we got curious about eggs. A little reading revealed an amazing story about how eggs are formed and the properties they have. The first question we pursued is, how do bird embryos get oxygen? Since there's no physical connection to the mother and they're totally enclosed in a hard shell. Pat, can you answer this one?
Well, the short answer is that the eggshell breathes. The outer shell is hard, but actually porous. It can admit air and water. The oxygen in the air is absorbed by the inner shell, a thin membrane rich in blood vessels that acts as a lung for the developing embryo. A pocket of air surrounds this membrane and is replenished as the developing chick uses it. Of course, as the chick develops, its respiratory needs increase. When the membrane can no longer keep up with the demand, it's time for the chick to hatch. A buildup of carbon dioxide inside the egg causes a sharp twitch in the special hatching muscle at the nape of the chick's neck. As the chick's head jerks back, its beak smashes upward into the shell. After this happens repeatedly, the shell cracks, allowing the chick to emerge.
What an amazing process. The actual formation of the egg is just as wonderful and begins as a tiny cell in the female bird. And after the cell has grown to become a yolk, it's released into her oviduct. This can happen once a day until egg laying is complete. This yolk travels to a part of the oviduct where it is fertilized or not fertilized, then on to another part where the albumen, the white, is added in four layers, a process that takes about 4 hours. In still another part of the oviduct, further down, two membranes are added, covering the albumen, and this takes about an additional hour. The embryo then reaches the uterus or shell gland, where it spends about 19 hours. The first part of that time is spent in filling the membranes with water and minerals, a process called plumping the egg. Then, for the next 14 hours, several layers of eggshell are applied, and when that's done, a cuticle is added, giving the egg its color. The egg is then ready to be laid. I picture this all as kind of an assembly line, an egg assembly line inside the bird.
The energy and materials for this egg formation come, of course, from the female bird, and perhaps explains why we see them eating so many bugs, worms, and caterpillars in the spring. The calcium for the shells comes in part from food sources and in part is stolen from the female's bones. As the chick develops in the egg, it absorbs some of the calcium from the shell, making the shell thinner and weaker, enabling the chick to break out more easily. The calcium from the shell also helps the baby bird to form bones. And the thickness of the shell determines whether there is enough calcium to form bones strong enough for the baby to survive. There's a wealth of fascinating information available about egg formation and what happens after the egg hatches, and we'll bring that story to you in a future program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.